Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Sunday Gathering, a time to connect with Creator through prayer and reflection. Each week, the clergy of the Community Catholic Church of Canada gather to worship together, and we invite you to join us. We are an inclusive and progressive denomination in the Anglican Roman Catholic tradition. And now, let's prepare our hearts for worship and create sacred space to be blessed by God. Welcome to our service of worship this Sunday afternoon. We are coming to you a little later than usual because this morning in Newfoundland we had a very special ordination of two new clergy, the Reverends Charlene and Plib Bradley, and also the confirmation of their daughters. And so it has been a wonderful festive day for our church, and now we have our regularly scheduled service with Archdeacon Liz Labazou preaching. Let us prepare our hearts for this time of worship.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty God,
to all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor.
Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbor as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. We ask for your forgiveness and your unlimited mercy to embrace us and restore us with your grace. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by the Holy Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. This is the Collect for the fifth Sunday after Pentecost. Almighty God, you have made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless until they find their rest in you. May we find peace in your service, and in the world to come, see you face to face. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the book of Amos, chapter 7, beginning at the 7th verse. This is what he showed me. The Lord was standing beside a wall built with a plumb line, in his hand. And the Lord said to me, Amos, what do you see? And I said, a plumb line. Then the Lord said, see, I'm setting a plumb line in the midst of my people Israel. I will never again pass them by. The high places of Isaac shall be made desolate, and the sanctuaries of Israel shall be laid waste. And I will rise against the house of Jeroboam with the sword. Then Amaziah, the priest of Bethel, sent to the king Jeroboam of Israel, saying, Amos has conspired against you in the very center of the house of Israel. The land is not able to bear all his words. For thus Amos has said, Jeroboam shall die by the sword, and Israel must go into exile away from this land. And Amaziah said to Amos, O seer, go flee away to the land of Judah. Earn your bread there and prophesy there. But never again prophesy at Bethel, for it is the king's sanctuary and is the temple of the kingdom. Then Amos answered Amaziah, I am no prophet, nor a prophet's son, but I am a herdsman and a dresser of sycamore trees. And the Lord took me from the following flock, and the Lord said to me, go prophesy to my people Israel. Now therefore hear the word of the Lord. You say, Do not prophesy against Israel, and do not preach against the house of Isaac. Therefore, thus said the Lord, your wife shall become a prostitute in the city, and your sons and your daughters shall fall by the sword, and your land shall be parceled out by the line. You yourself shall die in an unclean land, and Israel shall surely go into exile away from its land. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The psalm appointed between the lections is Psalm 82. God has taken his place in the divine council. In the midst of the gods he holds judgment. How long will you judge unjustly and show partiality to the wicked? Selah. Give justice to the weak and the orphan. Maintain the right of the lowly and the destitute. Rescue the weak and the needy. Deliver them from the hand of the wicked. They have neither knowledge nor understanding. They walk around in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are shaken. I say, you are gods, children of the Most High, all of you. Nevertheless, you shall die like mortals and fall like any prince. Rise up, O God, judge the earth, for all the nations belong to you. Strength of the weak, defender of the needy, rescuer of the poor, deliver us from the power of wickedness, that we may rejoice in your justice, now and forever, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Second reading, Colossians chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the saints and faithful brothers and sisters in Christ in Colossae. Grace to you and peace from God our Father. In our prayers for you, we always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love that you have for all the saints. Because of the hope laid up for you in heaven, you have heard of this hope before in the word of the truth, the gospel, that has come to you. Just as it is bearing fruit and growing in the whole world, so it has been bearing fruit among yourselves from the day you heard it and truly comprehended the grace of God. This you learn from Epaphras, our beloved fellow servant. He is a faithful minister of Christ on your behalf, and he has made known to us your love in the Spirit. For this reason, since the day we heard it, we have not ceased praying for you and asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of God's will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that you may lead lives worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, as you bear fruit in every good work and as you grow in the knowledge of God. May you be made strong with all the strength that comes from his glorious power, and may you be prepared to endure everything with patience while joyfully giving thanks to the Father who has enabled you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the light. He has rescued us from the power of darkness and transformed us into the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption and forgiveness of sins. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Just then, a lawyer stood up to test Jesus. Teacher, he said, what must I do to inherit eternal life? He said to him, what is written in the law? What do you read there? He answered, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And he said to him, you have given the right answer. Do this, and you will live. But wanting to justify himself, he asked Jesus, and who is my neighbor? Jesus replied, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and fell into the hands of robbers, who stripped him, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. Now by chance, a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed on the other side. So likewise a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed on the other side. But a Samaritan, while traveling, came near him, and when he saw him, he was moved with pity. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, having poured oil and wine on them. Then he put him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said, "Take care of him, and when I come back, I will repay whatever you spent." Which of these 3 do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers? He said, "The man who showed him mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." This is the gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Today's gospel is based on one of the most influential stories, parables, told by Jesus. This parable, and we know Jesus loved to speak in parables, is to convey a very important point, a lesson or a principle. It is the parable of the Good Samaritan. The story of the Good Samaritan is but one of his stories of great compassion coming from an unlikely source. A famous, unnamed person, someone who became so famous and inspiring. This Good Samaritan, who's actually just a part of a story told by the Lord Jesus himself, did something so remarkable that we truly ought to lean on them. As a result of this scripture, people all over the world are speaking of being a Good Samaritan, of doing good for people who are in need. We tend to come across the term Good Samaritan in many walks of life. There are many organizations that have included these 2 words as a part of their names. But most importantly, it is a popular metaphor, which is used to address a person for his or her admirable work in terms of charity and by helping the needy and the oppressed. Today, we call someone who helps another and who goes out of their way at their own expense a Good Samaritan. They can also be helping someone that they might hate and even praying for someone that they dislike. The truth, everyone, is that we can all be Good Samaritans, or we can be that someone who doesn't care for anyone but themselves. So which are you? But let me ask you this. Do we actually understand the true meaning of this parable? Well, I thought I did until I started looking into writing my sermon on the Good Samaritan. So let's say that we understand it. Can we actually, truly say that we practice it in our daily lives? Now, today's parable can be expressed in many ways. Helping someone in need, how to inherit eternal life, and who is really my neighbor, and what it means to love my neighbor. I know that most of us know or have heard of this story, but it's the point of the story that is the reason that the story existed. The reason Jesus told it. For most people, it is about helping someone in need. But again, it may not be the real main reason. The story can be detailed more, but for now, we just need to know that they are not liked by many, and they didn't like many, not even Jesus. And as for Jesus, the reason he mentioned the Samaritan in this parable is because he would be the least likely to help a fellow Jew because of the way they were treated. So the story begins when a Jewish lawyer who asks Jesus a question and puts him to the test. For the Jews, this was the greatest question ever asked or even answered. The question was always on their minds and hearts. "Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus responds by his usual way, not with an answer, but with a question. Perhaps this was to make one look into their hearts and minds for the answer. "What is written in the law? How readest thou?" he asks. The lawyer answers by quoting 2 scriptures, Deuteronomy 6:5, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart," and Leviticus, "Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself." The lawyer answered right, as we can see in Jesus' response. "Do this, and thou shalt live." Now, this lawyer was still not satisfied with this response, and he still wanted to further try Jesus. From here, we can see what the lawyer really wanted from this conversation. He wanted to justify himself and show everyone how right he is. So by asking the question, "Who is my neighbor?" he was so sure that he was a loving person to his neighbor. So here is the start of the famous parable. We know, as it was stated, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell among robbers who stripped him, beat him, and departed, leaving him half dead. Now, by a chance, a priest was going down that road, and we saw him. He passed by on the other side. Now, isn't that surprising that a priest who represented the religious acting people would avoid this man? We assume that perhaps he was a Jewish priest because he was traveling from Jerusalem to Jericho. And we don't know why he wouldn't help the injured man. Perhaps he didn't want to make himself unclean by assisting someone who may have had blood on them. Perhaps this priest liked to talk the talk, but not walk the walk. So likewise, a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, he too passed on the other side. He was probably an expert in the law, but sadly, he just ignored what Jesus had said, that the fulfillment of the law was to love God and to love your neighbor as yourself, even though he probably was a Jew. Even though there was a chance that he might have been his neighbor, he did not have the compassion, nor did he want to stop and help. Again, we are not quite sure why he didn't stop to help. The way we look at it, the priest and the Levite should have been the first people and the most expected to help the injured man, correct? They held respected offices that are perceived to, at least, oblige them to help this man. What would we do if this scenario played out in our modern time? What would you say or do if the priest is the Levite? Was your pastor, your deacon, or your minister? Or if it was you and you came across this man, what would you do? This, I feel, would be quite shocking to us. Jesus continues with his story, and here it is where the story changes. But a Samaritan, as he journeyed, came to where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. To him, it didn't matter whether he was a Jew or a Gentile. He only saw a person who was in dire need of assistance, and assist he did. He went above and beyond the minimum required. He went up to him, bound up his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he set him on his own animal and brought him to the inn to take care of him. And the next day, he took out 2 denarii, which is about a day's wages, and gave them to the innkeeper, saying, "Take care of him. And whatever more you spend, I will repay you when I come back." Here is a complete stranger, and now owning the responsibility of someone whom he really did not know. The Samaritan exemplifies someone who takes care of his neighbor. At the end, the lawyer cannot readily admit his shortcomings, because when he was asked, "Which of these 3 people do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell among the robbers?" he said, "The one who showed mercy." And Jesus said to him, "You go and do likewise," meaning that he should start living what the law tells him to do. Dear friends, by ending the conversation in this manner, Jesus wants us to do the same thing. Follow the Samaritan's example. Our neighbors are not only the people who live near to us, the people within our community, the people within our country, or even the people within our church congregation. Our neighbor is anyone we encounter, as we are all creatures of the Creator, and we are to love mankind as Jesus taught. So let's set aside our prejudices and show love and compassion for others, regardless of their race or their religion. The criterion is need. If they need, we have the supply. Then we are to give generously and freely, without expectation of any return. For the lawyer and us, this could be an impossible obligation. But because of our human conditions, our heart and desires are most self and selfishness. When we are left to our own, We tend to do the wrong things, failing to meet the law. Keeping the law at all times in its entirety with the intent to save ourselves can be an impossible task. We need a Savior, and this is Jesus. Amen.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord, saying, Lord, hear and have mercy. We pray for all who confess the name of Christ. Fill us with the power of your Holy Spirit.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
We pray for those whose lives are bound in mutual love, and for those who live in celibacy, be their joy and their strength.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
For all in danger, for those who are far from home, for prisoners, exiles, victims of oppression, grant them your salvation.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
For all who are facing trials and difficulties, for those who are sick, for those who are dying, show them your kindness and mercy.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
We pray for one another. May we always be united in service and love.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
We pray to be forgiven our sins and set free from all hardship, distress, want, war, and injustice.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
May we discover new and just ways of sharing the goods of the earth, struggling against exploitation, greed, or lack of concern. May we all live by the abundance of your mercies and find joy together.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
May we be strengthened by our communion with all Christ's saints.
Lord, hear and have mercy.
For yours is the majesty, O Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory, now and forever. Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Linked by spirit, voice, and intention, we are wrapped in the love of God, all one in spirit, beyond the limits of time and space. Around the world at this very moment, countless prayers are being lifted, songs of praise are being offered, bread and wine is being blessed to nurture Creator's dear children. United in Christ, we lift our prayers and praise to God, and we give thanks that we too are spiritually fed in this time of worship. Lord Jesus, you call us to follow you. We love you above all things, and we give thanks that you transform our hearts with your love. Embrace each of us now. Unite us to you in this time of worship and each moment of our day. We give thanks that we are all fashioned by your love, gifted by your grace, and upheld by your loving presence. May the blessings that we receive in this sacred connection move us to be blessings in the world. Amen.
May we be the hands of Christ assisting one another. May we be the voice of Christ speaking up against injustice and unloving actions. May we be the heart of Christ, reaching out with compassion and healing. May we have the understanding of Christ and see all as our brother and sister and this planet as a sacred and holy world. And may the Holy Spirit guide us and empower us this day to accomplish our purpose with love and abundant joy. Amen.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and everyone whom you love, this day and forevermore. Amen.
Go forth into the world rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.
Thanks be to God. Thank you for joining us this day for our time of worship. If you have a prayer request, please send it along to communitycatholicchurch@gmail.com. If you'd like to make a financial donation to help support our ministry, please visit the website at www.communitycatholicchurch.com. Join us next week at 10:30 a.m. for the next Sunday gathering. Blessings to you in the name of our God of love. Thank you.